That's what it seems like to me. That's what they're thinking anyways.
That's when those half points come.
Why in the world would Vegas be able to make money year after year after year after year? It's because the public loves the favorites. It doesn't matter if it's 28 points. If you know, if they don't think of the points, they think of the win. They think the team's going to win.
Take
you
that
guys
money
have
line.
To take the underdogs. That's the only way you're going to be a successful gambler. Look for the underdog specials. Look for where Vegas is trying to trick you. You have to make a living at that. That's the only way you're going to be successful in sports gambling.
And one of those lines that I've been studying that's getting a little ridiculous in the favor of the Arizona Cardinals. Started off at -7, now it's getting to that -9 point. That might be a little too much. The Cardinals didn't use Edgerrin James enough in the preseason. Yeah. They did struggle still running the football besides J.J. Arrington, who has looked amazing and phenomenally different from what he was last year. But still, Dennis Green, he's a guy that struggles at coaching early on in the year. He's always got his butt on the line, his job on the line, and then somehow they turn it around mid-season. But this could be something different this year because they're going to have the week one against San Francisco. Frank Gore might go off and show why he earned that job past Kevin Barlow. Alex Smith was a number one pick. And most number one picks can turn it around. He's 6'6".
Second year under the helm.
He's got the time. He's had
Antonio Bryant, one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league. I think that kid, Antonio Bryant, could be the next Terrell Owens, getting his spotlight around that 27, 28 years of age when he showed, matter of fact, in the 49ers uniform, he shows that beast mentality. He wants the ball every single time. He's about 210 pounds. The guy is ridiculous. He's a playmaker out there. He's going to be a great wide receiver this year for the 49ers. They got Vernon Davis, which is probably going to be one of the top elite tight ends in the league. Their offensive line is pretty darn good, if you ask me. If you look at their offensive line depth chart, they're pretty good. They had big injuries last year, and they're going to rebound it from them. Look for the 49ers week one. Wait for that spread to go up. Wait for it to get to -10, -11. I'm sure we'll get there. Especially during the last minute of the games, people are going to love Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. They're going to love to take those two guys. They're going to love to take the number one passing team in the NFL. But that's going to be too many points. They could easily get upset in this game. Take the points. I don't need the points, but take the points.
You got to look for those type of things. The odds makers are trying to get you to bet on Arizona. They've got everyone talking about this new stadium, their first home game ever, since they've always had to play away in the first part of the season because of the sun and the heat out here. But now they have a home game, a new stadium. Everyone's talking about Kurt Warner, Matt Leiner. They got Edgerrin James. Everyone's going to be betting on Arizona. I'll tell you right now, if I could talk to an insider right now, the percentage would be all in Arizona. No one's taking San Francisco, and it's bad news. It's a bad game to take the Cardinals.
Look for Frank Gore to have a huge game, at least 121 rushing yards on the ground. He's going to have a phenomenal game. Frank Gore is going to explode and prove himself why he is an elite running back in this league.
And now a spread that I would take. Now, this is a favorite that should be higher to me. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Houston Texans. Philadelphia is playing on the road in this game, mind you, but they're -3 favorite. Donovan McNabb has had a phenomenal preseason. Just got himself a new wide receiver. Brian Westbrook's going to be healthy. They're going to go back to the old offense, and I really think this team is going to just kill Houston.
Let's talk about Dante Stallworth for a moment, Zach.
All right.
How do you like Dante Stallworth fitting in the Philadelphia Eagles? Andy Reid had just said, I believe it was today, early this morning or late yesterday, that Dante Stallworth is in his starting lineup as the X-Spot. What do you think the X-Spots mean? Is that the number one go-to guy?
I think it is. You know what? Dante Stallworth, this is the guy Donovan McNabb has not had since his early days in Syracuse. What I